So moms, I did a thing last week. I have a group of girlfriends and they all go to this same gym. They go at different times, but they all go to the same gym. And they've been doing this boot camp for years and have been trying to get me to go. I get up at 4:30 in the morning, but these people get up that early in the morning and go to the gym and work their butts off. My morning routine is doing a nice, calm, internal workout. And I do go for a mile walk, so I feel like I'm getting a little bit of exercise in. But last week, their gym was having this great deal. It's $30 for 30 days, and they convinced me to give it a try. So I got up and I went, and I literally thought I was going to die. I've never been a gym person. The whole getting ready, going out and driving and spending the time in the car when I could be working out at home. But mind you, I'm not working out at home, so who am I kidding? But I'm committing for those 30 days because I'm trying to be healthier this year and I'm trying to build that muscle as I get older. And if I really can't get that discipline enough to do it in my own home, then maybe I do need a boot camp. It's also good for your mental health, which is what we are going to talk about in this week's series. The burnout, the mental exhaustion, the physical exhaustion, the emotional exhaustion. And this episode is coming out at a perfect time because I am just coming off of a week that I felt all of those things. Completely burnt out. The overwhelming feeling of the weight of everything on your shoulders, and it's just too much to deal with. The pressure of work, the never-ending to-do list, the mom things, the house things, the school things. I'm lucky enough to have a toolkit to get out of those funks, to take those deep breaths, to put it all into perspective, or the best release, to just let myself cry. And there is nothing wrong with letting yourself cry. A good cry is so good for your soul. But your toolkit is what helps you get that work-life balance. It's what helps you get that mom-life balance. It's what helps you get that life-life balance. And if you don't have a toolkit, then you need to start building one. And if you need help building it, then reach out to me. You owe it to yourself to take care of you. Put your mask on first. The responsibilities are not going to go away, but I could teach you how to manage them, how to prioritize them, how to look at them from a different perspective, and how to align your time to your values. You can book a free discovery call with me. Check out the show notes or my website for more details at momwifecareerlife.com. But until then, start taking these notes as we jump into the first part of our interview with Sierra Burton. Are you feeling overwhelmed trying to juggle all the many hats you wear as a working mom? Do you want more quality time with your family without distraction of work? With time alone to take care of yourself and your needs? Welcome to Mom Wife Career Life. I'm Carrie, a wife, mom of three, and a recovering perfectionist. In this podcast, I will teach you how to create balance in your life by implementing healthy habits, organizing your home and your schedule, being intentional with your time and in your relationships, and most importantly, how to start putting your needs first because no one can pour from an empty cup. Grab that second cup of coffee, or if you're anything like me, your third. It's time to dive into today's episode of Mom Wife Career Life. I'm really excited for this week's series. This topic is near and dear to my heart and basically is the reason I started a podcast in the first place. I spent the early part of my motherhood being burnt out, going into the city 4 days a week, working long hours, missing out on all the things, all the firsts, getting up in the middle of the night and barely getting the kids out the door in the morning before I had to hop on a bus and start my hour plus commute. Work sometimes felt like a relief from it all, but there is no reason any of us need to feel this way. And I've spent the last few years on a journey to find a better way, and that is what this podcast is about. And with that, let's jump into today's episode. Today, I brought on Sierra Burton. She's known as the Life Coach for Moms. She created a unique brand that's freeing mothers of anxiety and lack of purpose by helping them return home to their most innate selves, their souls. Her unconventional approach has helped hundreds of women heal from the hustle and the grind of their daily routines that have become blockages to their happiness and success. Welcome to the show, Sierra. I'm so excited to have you on. I know I just did a little intro, but why don't you tell everyone a little bit about yourself and your journey that led you to where you are today?
I'm so happy to be here. And I think what I feel compelled to share is just a story on the topic that we'll talk about, which is really burnout. And what life was like for me really growing up until I made the changes in my life to, quote, be more and do less. It's like, how can we bring more of our being into the doings that we're doing in our days, into our work, into our parenting, into our marriages? How can I bring the fullness of my being to everything that I do is a question. And so growing up, I was such a high achiever. You know, I was in student council. I got good grades. I went to college, graduated university, went on to nutrition school and health coaching school while I was working in a corporate job. And I started in corporate retail and had the, I would say, lucky opportunity based on my expertise to work with a consulting firm with the C-level executives in my early 20s. So I was sitting in a boardroom in my early 20s speaking about social media, which was a new topic at that time, and helping these brands get online and connect to a 20-something client who was really driving the market at that time. So it was such a neat opportunity. I mean, I was sitting next to Stuart Weitzman, who is a shoe designer. He makes like $500, $600, $700 shoes, wearing his shoes in my early 20s, which was provided to me by my company, and just like pinching myself because this is real life. And while I was sitting in that room, this was my first year in the corporate world after a bunch of internships in the retail corporate space, I was looking around and just noticing how disempowered everyone in that C-suite seemed. I mean, we were so focused on results and numbers. And I brought like a cheery, youthful energy in the room while also trying to act older than my age because I wanted to fit in and be liked and do a good job. So I just sort of took notes on what I was observing in the adult population as a new individual becoming an adult in the corporate space. And I started to feel deep inside my body that this wasn't going to work for me long term. And so while I was working in that job, I decided to enroll myself into nutrition school, into health coaching school, which was a very new field at that time. The term health coach hadn't even been created. And I studied while also working and performing in my career. And I would travel from New York to LA to Chicago, the major markets, interviewing customers. And I love that lifestyle. But I did ask myself, Sierra, could this really be sustainable? Like as an adult, as a woman who wants to have a family, who wants to have kids? And I immediately got a no. So I knew at a young age, I did want to pivot my career. And I knew that working a 8 to 6, which in retail, the hours are much longer, even when you're on the corporate side, I knew that that was not possible. So while I was, let's just say, healing my body from polycystic ovarian syndrome, because I knew that was also something that was important to me, I slowly started to entertain the thought of really designing my own business, becoming an entrepreneur, looping in the retail and the health. So my first business was called Fitting Into You. And I would come into the closets of the corporate woman and we would really do a huge overhaul. And we would ask, how do I want to feel, you know, in my job? And how can I dress and show up more as the real, authentic me? And that was fun. And I enjoyed that in my 20s. And then, you know, I got married and my husband and I took a few years to travel. We lived in Switzerland for a little while. And I was still growing in this career and coaching and training at the institute that I went to school in. So I left the corporate career. And so I was getting so much expertise and was spending time with so many women. I have to this date worked with over 800 individuals. And I kept seeing the same theme show up in women for years. And these themes were all dance around this topic of burnout, which we'll get into in a moment. And so as I'm hearing their stories and sort of checking in with myself, I oriented my life around a schedule and a system in order to not have that. And what's really an interesting thought I keep in mind is what you resist persists. So I built a life around not being that. But then fast forward when I became a mom, I sunk deep down into, let's call it, the trenches of my own despair while becoming a mother for the first time and really had to relearn some things that I used to teach prior to becoming a mom deep within myself, because motherhood shook me up after a 3-day-long home birth experience where I birthed my son in our guest room, which was such an amazing, amazing moment. But we ended up in the NICU due to rapid breathing, and they misdiagnosed and wanted him on antibiotics, which was unnecessary. So we had to stay for the full round, 10 days with a healthy child whose respiratory rate got back to normal. So I'm in the NICU for no good reason, finishing these antibiotics for 10 days after a 3-day long home birth. And it took me into the trenches. It took me into, you know, the depths of darkness, which I now say were equivalent to the height of my light. And so those early months of motherhood just really brought me into what I now call burnout. It was in my devotion to be the best mom I could be, to return to work because I loved what I did, and to get my child on a schedule, to read all the things, right, to learn about how to navigate this stage and then this stage and then this stage. I mean, I used to track. There was an app at the time where you could follow the milestones of the child, and I was on that app every day. And this was before, so my son is now 9 years old. So this was before there were like scales to weigh the baby and like to measure how much they ate or how much they didn't eat. So I was nursing and navigating that and hormone changes and trying to orient us on a schedule. And at the root of it, what I realized, because I had to do a lot of work around this, is there was still so much of my type A perfectionist, got to get it right, got to be the best, got to, you know, do my best, that was still at play, that came back up again, even though I had thought I had healed it. And that's the interesting thing about transitions in life. They bring about old stories. So different flavors of those old stories that I thought I had conquered and accomplished. Prior to becoming a mom, I was living a life that I had dreamed of. I was working with amazing clients. I was consulting on topics like authenticity in the sales space, and really seeing people come alive through my presence in their lives. And then to be sent into the depths of despair, palms up to the sky, questioning God, my own existence, and my purpose, while still trying to get it right, perform, and be the best, it really took me out. And so the work I do now is really the summation of what I call my resurrection at that time, which is really where I brought myself back to life and into the purity of who I am and who I'm always meant to be, who I've always been meant to be, when those pressures I put on myself just weren't there. So I now live my life where I have lowered the expectations for me, and I celebrate all that I've done versus focusing on all that I have not done in a day. And that tool, which we'll go into, I'm sure, in our interview, has been such a game changer. I've taken the bar from way up here to an unattainable place of being the best, of performing at superhuman capacity, and I've lowered it way down. And now I add up, this is through mind management, which is a tool that I teach, all that I am and all that I've done. And I place my focus in a lens of celebration around who I am and what I bring to the table. And that has been one of the healthiest shifts for me, because I now get to see myself for who I am versus who I am not. So in a nutshell, I know that was long-winded, but I can now live in a deep breath, whereas before I didn't even really realize or notice I was breathing because my mind was too full.
I can completely resonate with that. I was a workhorse. I think probably because I was in a male-dominated portion of the corporate world and really felt like I needed to prove that women can do it all. So I worked my butt off. I had certain internal goals of where I wanted to be by the time I became a mom, by the time I hit 30. And I actually went back to work after, I think, 9 weeks after having my first. And I mean, now having a 15-year-old, I kick myself in the butt for doing that. I'm like, why did I give up those moments to prove that I could do it all, that I can work, that I can be the perfect mom? And it took me a good, I'll say 13 years to get to where you are right now. It happened a little faster for you that, you know, I hit the burnout. And I just remember, I guess it was like 3 or 4 years ago, where it finally hit me that I'm like, what is my purpose? Why am I doing all this? Why am I trying to be so perfect in every aspect of my life? Because trying to be perfect everywhere, you're perfect nowhere.
Totally.
So I totally resonate with that. Talk to me about burnout. What is it and how does it surface as moms?
I love that. I'm really glad we're talking about this. So burnout happens when you avoid being human for too long. So think about that for a moment. What does it mean to be human? It means to embrace our perfectly imperfect nature. Most of us are not doing that. most of us are holding ourselves to high standards. And in the process, we're feeling exhausted and overwhelmed and as if we're at full capacity and there's just no space for our own humanity. Our own humanity might look like tears, might look like feelings like really embracing, like, oh, I took on too much. I just can't do it anymore. And like a full breakdown. There is nothing wrong with that. So many of us moms need to learn how to embrace the tears. And in fact, in the work I do with women, when we're together, like you and I are one-on-one, I expect there to be tears because oftentimes what I've learned and noticed within the modern mother is she suppressed many tears for many years. And so one thing we learn to do is embrace the emotions that are wanting to move through her body, which means we are letting them out of her body. So I say the words, let's let the tears fall and let's feel them glide down your cheeks and move down your body. Let's be with the tears. And oftentimes that evokes more tears, but it's wholly perfect because the only way we can move out of overwhelm is by allowing the emotions to emote and move through our body. So burnout happens when you avoid being human for too long. If your audience, if people who are listening are in this, embodying this like superhuman identity where you're just doing all the things for everyone and you are moving at such a fast pace and you feel like there's no time in the day and definitely no time for you and for your humanity and to even cry. And actually, most women say, I don't even know how to cry. I feel like I need to cry, but I can't cry. That's really a wake-up call. That's a wake-up call that you are harboring stress in your physicality. Your thoughts become things, and the body always keeps the score. So there may be women listening who are really needing to tend to their own inner landscapes because their focus has been in the exterior world for too long, in the hustle and grind, in the do, in the repetition of the routine. The calling is to go inward and to look at your own inner landscapes. Why is that important? Because the body keeps the score. Because there will be a breakdown if you don't allow yourself to have a breakthrough. So let's run through just some bullet points around, is this burnout? And maybe your audience can really get clear on, okay, that is what I'm feeling. And maybe they can walk away with some language around it. So here are some signs that you may be nearing burnout. If your to-do list is overwhelming and you rarely accomplish what you set out to accomplish in a day. If you lack motivation, you feel unorganized, there's a chaotic feeling in your mind, and you're just constantly worried that you're going to drop the ball. Your self-talk is negative, and everyone in your home can feel it, even if you're not saying the things you're thinking out loud. Your fuse is short. You snap and yell at the people you love most for no good reason. It becomes more and more difficult to show up for yourself, meaning the little things you do for yourself start to get on the back burner a little bit more and a little bit more, which is something we can talk about. What is the difference between self-care and self-maintenance? I bet a lot of people listening right now think that getting their nails done, getting their hair done is self-care. It's not. It's self-maintenance. Self-care is a deep inner reflection. It's a look inward and asking ourselves the question, what is it that I really need now? Not want to do for myself now, need now. And then it's an action around that, knowing. Couple more bullet points on what is burnout for the modern mother. The things that used to excite you are not bringing you joy anymore. So you might go do something fun with your friends and that used to light you up and you get home and you just feel exhausted and you start to question yourself. Why did I even go there in the first place? I'm not feeling connected to these women. You're exhausted and you look forward to bedtime, but struggle to fall asleep. Dang, that was me. That's a hard place to be in. You feel like you need deep rest, but you cannot get that rest. You feel lost, directionless, and are in need of perspective and focus, but struggle to find it. Most of these women think that what's missing is their purpose. They feel like they need to burn it all down, their job, their family life, their marriage, because they're not living in alignment with some idea they have about what their purpose should be. But it's actually not about that at all. It's just that the self has not been tended to for so long that that's where we go. We feel like we need to blow it all up just to feel better. So those are some signs of burnout in the modern mother. Most women who are in burnout are putting their energy into things like gossip, self-critical thoughts, judging themselves and others, making assumptions. They raise the bar even more. So they tell themselves, I need a even better organizational plan. If I could just organize this calendar better, or I can just get my husband on board to do the things he says he's going to do. They might be weighing out worst case scenarios, which is anxiety. So when you weigh out worst case scenarios and your future pacing, so that's where anxiety lives. And they might be fantasizing. I meet a lot of women like this, fantasizing of what life could be if the grass was really greener. So you might be thinking about another person. You might be imagining what life could be like if you burned it all down and left your job. This is not a healthy use of the mind. And they might also be focusing on how unappreciated they are all throughout their day, even while they're at work, doing the things they need to do for work. So all of this stuff that I mentioned here takes women out of living life powerfully, which is why learning how to be more in our lives is one of the most important antidotes to this problem that we're having here, that no medication in the Western medicine world can actually cure and solve. A pill simply provides a Band-Aid. Right now in the world, I'm hearing a lot about ADHD for the mother. I'm hearing just a lot of dialogue around diagnosis, people wanting a diagnosis for problems that can be solved when you go inside yourself to look at the root of them. And I say cancel, cancel if you're looking for a Band-Aid. Those are helpful temporarily, but they cause us to avoid doing the real work we're meant to do here. And when we do that real work, we will go free. Freedom is a noble aim. Freedom is one of the best feelings I feel in my days. And I don't feel it every day, but I feel it often. Whereas in my past life, I never knew what it felt like to feel freedom. And that is something that I'm in pursuit of now. How can I feel even more free in my life now? That is a question I ask myself often. And to have that space to even do the things I know I need to do for myself feels like a deep breath, a feeling I did not know until later in my life.
That was a lot to unpack, but I really love where you went with it. The idea of feeling free. If I could describe burnout, it's an intense feeling of overwhelm. It's almost like feeling claustrophobic, feeling trapped in all the things that are sucking our energy. And when you are able to take that deep breath, the idea of feeling like you're in control of your time, in control of your day, in control of your choices. And when you feel like you're in control of your life, you feel free. I think this is a great place to pause. Come back tomorrow to hear part two of our chat and make sure you check out the rest of this week's series on burnout because Sierra has an awesome freebie for our listeners. Sending you so much love and light. Until next time on Mom Wife Career Life with Carrie Pat. Before you go, if you found this podcast helpful, I would be so grateful if you would take a minute, go on over to iTunes and leave me a review. If you have other stressed out mamas in your life that you feel this podcast could help, take a screenshot of this episode, post it in your Instagram stories and tag me and let them know that they are not alone and they can create balance in their life too. If there's a topic you'd like me to cover or you just want to connect, DM me on Instagram at mom.wife.career.life or come on over and hang out with us in our Facebook community. Sending you so much love and light until next time on Mom Wife Career Life with Carrie Pat.